Diplomacy is the art of navigating international relations to achieve national interests. Traditionally conducted via trade, culture, science, and technology, diplomacy has now added space as a newer but novel area in diplomatic fashions. Hague Journal of Diplomacy defines space diplomacy as a practice of using space to maneuver foreign affairs. Space diplomacy has enabled countries to collaborate on monumental projects, such as the first human flight to space, docking on the moon, and harnessing space technology to attain Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif announced on Friday, February 28, that Pakistan will soon send a Pakistani Colin Howard astronaut to China's space station. This development, followed by Pakistan's proclamation that Space and Upper Atmosphere Research Commission, SUPARCO, will launch the lunar rover in 2028 as a part of Change 8 lunar mission. Pakistan began its journey of space diplomacy in 1960s by commencing a research project with National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, of the United States. Under this research project, Pakistani scientists were trained by NASA to obtain accurate atmospheric observations and wind dynamics of Salmiani rocket range and share data with NASA for space experiments. The joint effort led Pakistan to become the third country in Asia to send a sounding rocket into space Raybar I in June 1962. This progress was furthered by consecutive launches of 200 sounding rockets and 24 flights of the Raybar series during 1960 to 1970. In 1973, the Apollo 17 astronauts visited Karachi post-lunar mission and presented moon rock to the country as a souvenir. That gesture symbolized how space exploration fosters diplomacy and friendships. Apollo Soyuz Test Project, ASTP, in this regard, also stands as a historical example that demonstrated the power of diplomacy, even amidst intense rivalry between the U.S. and the now-defunct Soviet Union during Cold War. A book by Andrew L. Jenks, Collaboration in Space and Search for Peace on Earth, explored the contours of diplomacy in space, noting that ASTP was a feat of transnational scientific endeavor and a manifestation of successful space diplomacy, culminating in a détente. The legacy of these early aspirations continuing to influence contemporary space diplomacy and International Space Station, ISS, is one such example. Launched in 1998, with five principal space agencies, i.e. NASA, Roscosmos, CSA, JAXA, and 15 participating countries of the European Space Agency, ESA, the ISS accomplished best human and technological attributes, reflecting the foundation of cooperation over competition. Albeit, the absence of China from the ISS is a glaring caveat to the equation of global alliance in space. The Wolf Amendment explicitly refrained NASA and the Office of Science and Technology Policy, OSTP, from using government funds to pursue bilateral projects with China.